BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today's show is huge. We talk to freshers who are starting uni for the first time and try to work out a way where they keep listening to our show and don't leave me once they made loads of new mates. And today is the big day. It's the conclusion of Lisa and Steve, our Radio 1 listeners who have moved from the friend zone into a relationship as an experiment for 7 days. But are they going to go back to being friends, or will they remain lovers? You'll find out on this podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
People are timing their lunch breaks around the Lisa and Steve thing today, which is insane. So many people are like, it's Friday, so I reckon I can sneak out for a bit longer.
How is it turned into this?
It's escalated somewhat. And they're actually here at Radio 1. It's Lisa and Steve. Hi.
Hiya.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
See, this is what happens when you text into a radio station. Sometimes things can get bigger.
Mm.
Yep.
And that's what happened here, I think. So you came down this morning to Radio 1.
Yeah.
And tell us what you've been doing this morning.
We went to London Zoo.
Yes, you did. Just a little surprise for you.
We thought it'd be a nice date for you two to go on. It's a nice, like, sort of final day thing.
Seeing as you, we've learned that you do send pictures of cats to each other. there weren't any cats there, were there?
Yeah, there's some big cats.
Oh, were there?
Yes.
Yeah, any elephants?
No, I didn't see one.
No, I don't think there is.
Oh.
If you want to see Lisa and Steve, you can now on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Oh, you bought a little toy elephant though, Lisa.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did Steve buy that for you?
No, I bought myself.
Oh. So, this week's been quite crazy, right?
It's been insane.
Yeah.
Just your Twitter alone must have just been bonkers.
It's gone mad. Yeah, I had 54 followers and now I've got over 3,000.
Oh.
It's been fun though, right? Have you enjoyed
yeah.
it, both
yeah.
of you?
Yeah, it's been
definitely.
A really good week.
Right, so don't tell us anything yet because we need a decision from you before 2 o'clock. But we're not going to ask what that is just yet. So it's all going to be done, everybody, by 2 o'clock, whether they'll be in a relationship or whether they'll go back to the friend zone.
I find this kind of weird, though, because it's like normally when we talk to Lisa and Steve, we play the theme tune that I put loads of hard work into.
Oh, yes. It How are people like enjoying the theme tune? Are they enjoying it? I know you sing it at work, Steve, now.
I may have done once or twice.
It's quite catchy, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is so catchy.
Okay, can we bring them in, please? I thought we'd do a live version of the choir kind of vibes for the last Lisa and Steve. Is that okay?
This could be the best thing we've ever done.
This might be the best thing. So this is the West End Gospel Choir. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
You're damn right. I forgot to do
the theme tune.
So are we ready, guys?
We're ready.
This, as you know, right, if you're a regular listener, this could be the highlight of my life. Like, I'm stood inches away from an actual gospel choir. Get online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you can see them perform live the theme tune to What's Going On.
This is my favourite thing ever.
to Lisa and Steve, it's happening right now. Bit of echo? Okay. Can I count you in?
Yeah.
One, two. No, hang on, I counted you in wrong. Okay, again.
There can be miracles, Lisa and Steve. Though they are mates, they could be mating.
Could be mating.
Who knows what will become, Lisa and Steve.
Lisa and Steve.
That just happened. Thanks, guys.
That was brilliant.
West End Gospel Choir just popped in to do Lisa and Steve theme tune.
Lisa, there. You look emotional.
I had no idea that was going to happen.
Have I had a gospel choir sing to you before?
No.
No, me neither. It's a highlight, isn't it? Right, OK, we'll continue in just a minute. Will you come back to do whatever happens with the conclusion of this? Will you come back and sing it for us one more time?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you. Tell me again. Make sure you're right. Oh, before we leave. So it's been a big week on this show, and the Lisa and Steve thing, it went big. Everyone was talking about it on Twitter and on Facebook. It's been a great week. Lisa and Steve are here. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Have you enjoyed it this week?
Yeah, it's been such a brilliant week. It's been really weird.
Sorry for springing the gospel choir on you. Your face was like, what is going on?
I had no idea. I was like, what?
That was a massive surprise.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Sorry for springing really good. The gospel choir on you. When are you ever going to hear that?
I know. My job's weird. So what have you learned from each other in this week? I mean, you've seen each other a lot. The deal was you have to see each other every day. And it was for 7 days, today being the last one. And you did have to kind of give it a go in a relationship, change Facebook, everything. What do you think you've learned from spending a lot more time together?
Don't know, really.
We get on really well.
You've got all these cute little things that I've noticed as well. Like, you've learnt that she... Because you were buying her lots of diet drinks and things like that for on your date nights.
Yeah, I know she doesn't prefer normal drinks. It has to be diet drinks.
Yes. But you did do that towards the end, didn't you, Steve? Like, on the last movie night, you did get diet drinks instead.
I did, yeah. And all the snacks I provided, she didn't even touch them.
Lisa!
Well, I can't eat sweets and then have a diet Coke or whatever, can
That's I? That's true, yeah. Now, something I've done here, as well as the choir, would you like to hear your best bits?
I would love to hear our best bits.
From the week.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. We've done it to the music of Beauty and the Beast.
No way.
Yeah.
What are you saying there, Mills? Who's who?
Like, what? No, no.
Oh, no, it's your favourite film, of course.
Oh, my God. Keep up with the story. Don't drop out of the story of Lisa and Steve. You can watch us all online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now, before 2 o'clock, we will have an answer from Lisa and Steve about what's going to happen next. Will they be lovers or will they be friends? And it is a decision that they've made together, and apparently they're going to be doing a joint statement, which is their choice.
Right.
But first, their best bits. Would you do this challenge for 40 days?
Yeah, why not? Give it a go.
Hi, Steve. My name's Chris.
Hello.
I was thinking this. Maybe for 1 week, and I'm talking hypothetically, what if you agreed to date this girl?
Taylor's old as time.
They've taken that big step in it from the friendship to more.
True as it can be.
We send each other pictures of cats.
Barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly.
And we were just laughing and we were like, it's like really weird how it's us.
Just a little change.
It's just so weird though. I've never thought I'd ever be in the middle of something like this.
Small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
He texted me after work and I said, oh, where did you want to watch football? And he was like, oh no, it's your day, you can decide. He's like, it's okay, we don't have to watch the football. And I was like, oh no, I'm happy to if you want to. And he was like, no, we'll stick to the original plan, we'll go for a drink.
Can I ask, why do you always order her a full fat Coke at the bar when she clearly asked for a diet?
Because it's better for her to have normal sugar than it is artificial sugar.
He really wants to watch his favourite film. I think it's Face Off or something.
Bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong.
Yeah, I found out her favourite animal is not cats, it's elephants.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Dig a little bit deeper, you find out they've been doing some lip locking. Yeah, they've had a proper couple of smoochies.
Oh, I'm emotional.
I think Lisa enjoyed that a lot, didn't you?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, look. Steve, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all good.
That's a good montage, isn't it?
It's amazing.
I love a montage. I really do. So that's a little thing we made for you. Now, obviously, it's quarter to two now. We're going to ask Lisa and Steve what's going to happen next before two. We, as in me and Chris, don't know anything at all. Only the producer of the show, Cara, knows what is going to happen. But it's such an important event. I think we have to go even bigger on this. You know? You're from Bournemouth, are you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Did you know in Bournemouth you have the longest-serving town crier in the UK?
I didn't know that.
Those folks with the bells that dress up and go, oh, yay, them. He's been the longest-serving one in the UK. And at the moment, we have Bournemouth's town crier standing in Bournemouth Town Square in front of the town hall, ready for the announcement. Hello, David.
Hello, I am Bournemouth and Paul. Paul ostensibly. Paul and Bournemouth.
I apologise. Bournemouth and Paul's.
Paul and Bournemouth.
Paul and Bournemouth's town crier, David. It's good to have you on, David.
No problem.
So are you ready and waiting so that when we get the news, whatever it'll be, you'll be able to tell Paul and Bournemouth?
I am indeed, yes.
Okay, well, we'll get it to you as soon as we can. Thank you very much, David. Also, when you're making a big event like this, I think it's important, as we've learnt from the Royal Baby, to have an easel. So we do actually have an easel waiting just downstairs outside the BBC headquarters. Some of your fans are outside waiting. So what I want you to do... You right?
Fans, just really?
There's a lot of tourists down there as well.
We're all waiting to see what happens.
Creating quite a scene.
So what I want you to do now is, if you... Chris, turn away. And if you could, Lisa or Steve, write down the outcome and then put it in this envelope.
Right, I'm going to give you this and you need to write... Yeah, there's your decision. Then put in that envelope. Don't let us see. Don't let the camera see. I don't want that to sound like a magic trick, but...
Don't let the camera see it. Yes, don't let the camera see it. That's important. And then what we'll do is, if you put it into the envelope, we will send Chris down to the easel. And then we will be ready to make the announcement.
The proclamation.
And the town crier's ready.
Bournemouth.
No, Paul and Bournemouth.
Sorry, mate.
Thank you. Have you written it down? Oh, put it in the envelope.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we've got a town crier, we've got an easel. All we need now, like on X Factor, when they go back to their homes, is a pizza with one of your faces on. Remember they always do that? I always remember when I did the Cher Lloyd hometown thing where you go back and like meet all the family and the mayors there, and there's always someone who's like, yeah, I've got, from the local pizza shop, I've got a pizza here with Cher Lloyd's face on. We haven't done that, Lisa or Steve. The conclusion is coming up next. The result of our experiment is about to happen, of Lisa and Steve. We're on the Radio 1 website at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. On your computer, on your tablet, on your mobile phone... However you can watch it, get to a screen and watch it. So we have David, the town crier of Poole and Bournemouth, standing by. David, are you still there?
I am indeed.
Right, waiting for the news. Also outside, we have Chris Stark, who is live outside the BBC headquarters, broadcasting house in central London, and he is next to the easel. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Scott. I'll tell you what, excitement around here is, it's you can feel it in the air.
Are there incredible scenes?
It's incredible scenes. And I just want to say, Lisa and Steve, everyone is so proud of you.
Yeah, thank you for that. So there you have an envelope, which Lisa and Steve have written what's going to happen in it, OK? So the decision is in there. We don't know what's going to happen, but they have made this decision together, and it's their kind of official statement, really. Before we do that, let me just kind of talk you through what's been happening. So it was a week ago, wasn't it, Lisa and Steve, where this all started to escalate?
It certainly was a week.
And you've been friends for how long?
Quite a while.
Yeah. Can't even remember how long.
No. Yeah.
Okay. And you've always got on really well and it's been brilliant. So you took our challenge and, I mean, you were up for it. You said, well, let's try it for 7 days. Let's see if we can do this experiment. And move into a relationship. If it works, then all good. If it doesn't, then it can just be a silly thing that we did on Radio 1 and had a brilliant time. And that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chris.
Yeah.
Live outside the BBC HQ. Are you able to open the envelope next to the easel and then maybe get somebody... Have you got someone else there that can read out the results?
Oh, Scott, there's crowds of people here waiting to see what's...
Okay. All right, good.
Okay, I've opened the envelope. I'm about to pin up the proclamation. Are you ready, Scott?
I'm not sure I am.
Just tell me when and I'll do this.
Lisa and Steve, should we do it?
Let's do it.
Oh, God! Okay, yes, please. Doing it now. Please do it.
I'll read it from the top when I've pinned up. The Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 are proud to proclaim that hashtag Lisa and Steve have decided to remain friends.
Oh, okay.
That's the decision.
That's the decision, okay. And people are reacting to that now?
Yes, I can. In fact, do you want to come over? Hello, you okay? Hi, let me just grab someone. This is the news that Lisa and Steve have decided to remain friends. Yeah, would you like to, if you just read out what's on the easel there, just read it out.
The Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1 are proud to proclaim that Lisa and Steve have decided to remain friends.
There we are. I think you have to get it from an independent party read out. So thank you very much, Chris. David, the sound crier, are you there?
I am indeed.
Okay, so they've decided that they're going to be friends at the end of this experiment. So could you tell the whole of Paul and Bournemouth, please?
I will start now.
Okay, I'd want to hear that.
Twice, I understand. Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Let it be known to the good people of Poole and Bournemouth that on the 13th day of September 2013...
I love him.
Lisa and Steve, brother of Kat, good friend of Deeks, the people's couple, are hereby proclaimed friends. Oh, yay!
He's going again.
Let it be known to the good people of Poole and Bournemouth that on the 13th day of September...
Yeah, he's going again. So what made you come to the friends decision? Tell me all about it.
I've had enough of him.
The feeling's mutual.
Oh, no. What happened?
We've seen him every day and it's... Literally, I would go home, have a shower, and just go straight to his. We run out of stuff to say, and I loved my shower because I was on my own for 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. So it was almost too much.
It was, because yeah. I think in a normal relationship, you wouldn't see each other that much. And yeah. Like, you wouldn't see each other every day, I don't think.
Yeah.
But we did, and it was just a bit like, I don't have anything full on. To say.
Yeah, okay. So it's not going to be weird now. You're still friends. It's all going to be fine.
I will still send him pictures of cats.
You don't have to do that.
I'm going
to. Honestly.
I'm going to.
So you're cute as friends, I think. It's really good. But as for a relationship, you're thinking, not so much.
Yeah, we just get on better as friends.
You do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But it's good that we've found out this week that in experiment, because otherwise you probably wouldn't have ever tried it, would you?
No, and I definitely would say for other people that mates, if they want to try dating, definitely give it a go.
Yeah, that's just a personal thing that we couldn't stand each other anymore.
I think it's probably best as friends then.
Yeah.
Now we did have two songs ready to go, obviously, but we will get to that in just a minute. But we do have the choir here again, because I want to hear the theme tune again, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, by the way. It's been brilliant that you've done this. You've been just like amazing all week. You've followed through the experiment. And before we say goodbye, the West End Gospel Choir are here to sing the theme one last time. Thank you for what has been a compelling piece of radio this week. People have been stopping what they've been doing. And as you know, it's gone crazy all week. So thank you so much. Let's hear it, everybody, for Lisa and Steve. Okay, let me just find the music and we will get back. Right, are you ready, guys?
Yes.
Okay, one last time. Let's go. One, two...
So.
That is so good. Thanks, guys. Actual Gospel Choir. Thank you to David, the town crier. Thank you to Chris Stark outside BBC HQ on the easel. And thank you very much to Lisa and Steve. I've got one more thing. Like I said, we've got two songs. Obviously, it was going to be Lovers or Friends, the outcome. Chris has recorded a special version. So we've got the Friend version, obviously. I'm not going to play the Love one because that would be awkward right now. So here it is. Take it away, Chris.
You've got a friend in Steve.
Excuse the singing.
You've got a friend in Steve. When he buys you diet drinks or watches a film doing the popcorn trick, just remember what his sister said, that you can do better than Steve.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've got a mate in Steve. Verse 2.
Here he goes.
You've got a friend in Lisa. You had a smooch with Lisa. We never need to mention that again. It's history now. It came and it went. You can go back to the builders and say that you've got a friend in Lisa. Yeah, you've got a friend in Lisa. Break it down. Just think of all the dates that you've been on.
Still going.
McDonald's was a strong start on day one. We all knew it was going to be an amazing week.
Oh.
Big up your mate who rumbled you, Deeks. Legend. And as the years go by, your friendship will never die. We all see all the Rudies will cease. But you've got a friend in Steve. Come on, everybody. You've got a friend in Lisa. And you've got a friend in me. Yeah. Bosh.
Thanks, Lisa and Steve. Love you, bye. Scott Mills Daily. So it's all kind of sinking in a bit for me now. I feel happy, but also a bit sad.
I think it's just the feeling that it's, you know, because it's been a really amazing week.
I don't know what I'm going to do next week.
Regardless of what the result is, I'm a bit sort of sad it's over, but happy. It's like it's a really weird mixture of emotions
yeah,
right now.
I'm a bit gutted, but also really happy.
Yeah.
Don't know.
But I'll tell you what, like, they've had such an incredible... Like they were just saying, it was kind of weird when we had to say goodbye to them. They've genuinely had such a... I mean, where else do you get a gospel choir?
Like, they've had a good week.
Yeah, and what a finish to it.
Gary says, I can't believe it's over. What are we going to do next week? We'll just play some songs, Gary. Do you know what I mean? You'll get over it. However, the town crier needs to be on more often, I think.
Yes. And the gospel choir.
They were brilliant.
Town crier.
I don't think there's enough town criers on radio now. Someone's saying that he's also a DJ at local festivals and plays ska.
Oh, wow. Sign him up.
That can't be the same one. Hi, Kendall, who's limping round Edinburgh at the moment in the rain due to the ridiculous dancing / countless times people stood on her toes last night while I was paying their freshers. There was a lot of standing on toes. You could see by people's pained faces.
Good night.
Busy in there. It was really busy. Really good night, actually.
You
one
did
of the best.
Lisa and Steve. Theme,
I did do
you?
The Lisa and Steve theme at the end.
Oh wow!
And I videoed it. Let me try and work out a way of getting this to you. Can we maybe put it online somewhere?
I'm sure it would be a shame not to. I mean, which you had a whole club,
like all of Edinburgh Freshers on Potter Row, swaying to Lisa and Steve and singing along last night. They love it. Evie says, it's sinking in now. I feel like it's Christmas morning when you open a present and it's not what you wanted. I know what you mean, but look, they're still friends. It's all good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Freshers Week has started in a lot of places. It's already been on in Scotland for a week and they are loving it. I was at Edinburgh Uni last night. I learned a new phrase, actually. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Prinks.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'll put it into context. So I asked some girls, what time did you get here then? Because I was on about 1 o'clock. Like, Well, we had some pranks and then got here about midnight.
Is that a Scottish thing? Because I'm going to St Andrews on
Saturday.
Sorry
for the Scottish accent,
night.
Scotland.
I'm going to St Andrews on Saturday night. So is this pranks thing...
Yeah, they'll be having pranks before they go and see you.
Is that pre-drinks then?
Yeah.
Right.
Prinks.
Oh, I'm not sure. Are you a fan of that?
Prinkies?
Prinkies. It sounds a bit lame.
We just had a few prinkies. It might just be a Scottish thing.
What was doing to do that accent?
We just had a few prinkies. Sorry, Scotland. Oh, God. I'm really sorry. We're going to put the video up in a minute of the whole of Edinburgh Uni Freshers last night going mental for the Lisa and Steve theme tune.
Oh, wow.
I got it on my phone.
Well done.
It's
well done.
Epic.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Prinks is definitely not a Scottish thing. They say it at Sheffield Hallam. Hannah says, ha ha ha, Scott Mills just discovering the word Prinks. I know. Am I late to the party?
Oh, Mills, this video of the Edinburgh Uni Freshers.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now. It is so good.
It's a whole club of freshers singing Lisa and Steve.
It's brilliant. Well done.
Some people in Glasgow, some students, so they've never heard of Prinks. It's probably just an Edinburgh thing, and they're never going to use it. Ooh!
No, but Prinks is every... I mean, everyone's texting in all over the place.
Nottingham, Trent.
Plymouth.
Also Southampton. Manchester. It's going strong in the Midlands for 3 years.
3 years, really?
Have we never heard of this? Cambridge, everywhere. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you?
How are we? I'm in Portsmouth.
Okay. Are you a fresher?
I am.
Are you about to go to Portsmouth Uni?
I am.
Are you there now?
I am.
So you just answer every question with I am?
I'm tempted to ask something very different.
Was it a drop-off by your mum and dad?
Yeah, they dropped me off. I made them leave in about a half hour.
Right, so you heard us say this the other day. They do hang around for a little bit too long and try and make new friends, don't they? It's like, this isn't about you. It's my week to make new friends. Go away, mum and dad.
Yeah, totally. It was just, like, annoying. I was like, I wanted to meet all my flatmates who are here already, and I just went, yeah, can you just leave?
Yeah, bye.
Please? Sorry, has this happened today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, wow.
Just now?
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? Nervous, scared, excited?
I'm really excited and just a little bit nervy because it's sort of like I'm a fresher now. I'm in uni. I'm miles away from home.
All new people. Are you from Bristol, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Are you the one that texted in and said you wanted some more Scott Mills Real Talk?
I did, yes.
Yeah. The real talk is it's freshers. So it's that important time where everyone's heading off to uni and just don't go there with a boyfriend or girlfriend because it's not going to work. Tom, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Did you enjoy the real talk the other day? Because it was real talk. I'm talking real.
Yeah, it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard you do on the radio, apart from Lisa and Steve, which has just been gone.
I know. Have you got a girlfriend?
I haven't, no.
Phew. Okay, so you're doing the right thing. You're going to university without being attached, which is what everybody should do, because it's not going to work.
Apart from some cases where it does work.
It doesn't very often. We got loads of texts when I did the Real Talk last time from people saying, I rubbished you and shouted things at the radio 2 years ago when you said me and my boyfriend wouldn't work when we both went to uni. You were right. So, just saying.
The problem is this does rile up a lot of people. Who
I can imagine, but it's true.
You're not wrong. Statistically, you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there will be occasions.
You know, every now and then one will slip through the net.
The odd one or two, but generally we're right. So that's good. So you can go and meet lots of new friends, can't you, Tom?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Tom? Do you know what I think you need to do, though? You need to, like, the easy way to make friends is go up and find other legends that listen to this show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Cause that will be what will bond you there.
That's the thing, you see. There needs to be a way to identify, like, some kind of common ground, because, like, you already have it, and that is that you listen to us on the radio. So I think we need some kind of sign, so that if you are a fresher... you can meet like-minded people who also listen to this show. Because that'll be the thing you can talk about. That's a good way in. It's a good icebreaker, right?
Yeah, it's a total icebreaker. So, I've got one way which you probably could do.
Go on.
Just print off a massive picture of your head and put it on your shirt.
And then other people will know that you also listen to this show. I like that.
It's a bit obvious. Yeah, it's a bit old school.
Maybe a little speech bubble coming out saying, I listen to this, I'm a fresher or whatever.
It is a bit obvious. I'm thinking something a bit more subtle. Maybe like...
I was thinking maybe like a bottle of ketchup in the window, that kind of thing. Do you know, I know it sounds a bit seedy, but sort of like... Yeah.
So if there's a bottle of ketchup in the window, yeah, they listen to Scott Mills, I'll talk to them about that.
Or I was thinking, you know, I did this when I was younger. Don't judge me. But the old school slits in the eyebrows.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
You know, where you sort of...
Yeah, that's nice. Would you be prepared to do that, Tom, just to say you listen to the show?
Not at all.
You wouldn't?
Not at all.
What about a handkerchief just outside of the pocket? That's a bit who, actually, isn't it?
It's a bit... I think maybe other people could draw other conclusions from that.
But it needs something. There needs to be some kind of sign, doesn't there?
Yeah. If anyone's got an idea what the sign could be... If maybe, like, you know, a sign for all freshers, and that's their common ground, that you listen to us. So, like, if we let you know, Tom, what it is, obviously the shaving the eyebrows off, but yeah. Are you prepared to do it?
Totally, yes.
Because I got a little bit needy last night in Edinburgh. I was saying to these people, you will keep listening, won't you? Like, don't leave me. Now you've got all your new friends at university. Don't leave me. Don't start yeah. not listening to me because you're too busy out getting drunk. But
no,
Tom, do you promise that you'll still be there even though you've moved miles away from home?
I promise.
Okay, now go and have some prinks.
I will have some prinks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, some freshers have been on saying you know, how they can identify each other, the common ground that they listen to this show. It's something to talk about. What about a T-shirt or some other clothing that says...
Go on, pigs.
Also... Badges made with SML, Scott Mills listener written on them. That's Chris off of Hemel Hempstead. He's prepared to make those if anyone wants one.
I don't know. You see, things like badges and stuff like that, I just think we can come up with something better. Like, yeah. No offence, but it's just a little bit...
What about those, you know, those things that you were saying that were the next big thing, those tuxedo T-shirts?
Yes.
That you wanted to do as a business plan for Mrs. Mead?
Mm.
I wasn't keen myself, but, I mean, it would be a way of identifying... This is a T-shirt with a tuxedo printed on it, so you don't have to go to the bother of wearing a suit.
What about if you do the same, you know, where you have to dress up for nights out? Like, but the same one every night. So every night you go out in a toga.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we're all bound by togas. Sort of.
Harry's got a good one. He's a student, fresher. Hi, Harry. This will show you're a millster. Just walking around with a bottle of rosé while wearing shades at all times. I mean, that would say it if anything else does.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we played this on Tuesday. Heard Grimmy give it a little spin this morning and talk about it as well. It's Friday. Why not play this, The Fox?
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blow.
Come on!
And the seal goes ow, ow, ow.
It's kicking off, isn't it, with this?
There's no sound that no one knows.
So many people asking for it today.
What does the fox say?
Verma slagging it off earlier. Well, she hadn't heard of it, and then she went, I don't like it. It's that Crazy Frog. It does have elements of Crazy Frog in that first bit of the chorus. Cotton, I'll give you that. Insane! Do you hear them on Newsbeat? They're going to be on again later on.
Yeah.
Ilvis, who apparently are like Norway's Dan and Phil.
Do you know what I heard as well? The people who wrote this song are the same people that wrote Rihanna Diamonds.
Yes, I believe so.
That's mad.
So it's in the high... millions now. It's like 22 million hits for this for this track. A lot of people loving it. If it ever gets released properly here, it's going to go crazy. It's like, it's definite number one material.
Are you going to be like the spokesman like you were with Psy?
I'd quite like to be.
Yeah.
It's called The Fox. It's by Ilvis. Firm was checking with her producer earlier that it definitely won't be played on her show.
Live Lounge.
If it's number one, love, you'll have to.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's time for Real or No Real. It's all about the music this week and this month for Even More Music Month. You can play along as well. And 10 for each one you get right. Standard.
Katy Perry is such an extrovert that during her first audition with her manager, she performed cartwheels and splits in the office.
I've seen her do that before, I think.
Live?
Yeah.
Up close?
Yes. When she first started out, I remember being backstage with her at an event and I seem to remember her doing cartwheels just for fun, just to pass the time.
Do you know what? When I, it was quite close to when I probably first met you, and I was at that event, and I've never felt like a fish out of water so much.
Why?
As when we were having a three-way conversation with Katy Perry.
She wasn't as much of a famous then, though.
No, she wasn't, but still, it was kicking off with that first song. Do you remember? Mm. The I Kissed a Girl one.
And she was like, I'm really tired. Is it, I wonder if it's normal being tired as a pop star. It's like, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, and she was talking about boys and stuff like that, and I was trying to have a normal conversation with her, but I
trying
struggled.
To get in there, weren't you, son?
A
little bit. So Katy Perry getting a job by doing gymnastics in her manager's office, real or no real. I've seen her be very athletic, so I'm going to say real on this
one. Yeah, and also she wants to stand out, doesn't she? I see this being real, Scott, real.
That one is real.
Yeah. I like it when I play sometimes. Next.
Before the invention of radio, the city of New York developed a system, briefly, where citizens in downtown Manhattan could listen to music through a series of tubes which were buried underground and linked funnel-shaped earpieces to a concert hall in the middle of town.
Oh.
That sounds very elaborate, really.
But they would have it first in New York, wouldn't they?
So is the idea of this similar to, like, when you have two cups with string?
Yeah, off of being 10.
Yeah.
But the whole city of New York is linked in that way. With music coming out of tubes.
You know when you're younger and you do that thing where you link cups with string? Did you used to broadcast radio shows through it?
Yes.
You'd pretend to be on the radio?
Absolutely.
On Cop FM?
And also I used to pretend to... I would get a cardboard box. I was a very low-maintenance child. Cardboard box and just put it there, put some glasses on and pretend to be a newsreader.
Incredible.
Yeah. Sometimes I would do the weather.
Wow, I'd love you to do the news.
Yeah.
Proper.
Just with a cardboard box. And then sometimes, if we had two cardboard boxes, my mum would cut out a hole in the box so I could put it over my head and be on actual TV.
Wow. Yeah.
But in New York, did they used to have music coming out of tubes? It's a revelation. I've never said that before.
I'm going to say no real.
I am going to say it's ridiculous. But then, I'll say real just for fun.
That one is no real.
Oh. What about this one, though?
At the height of the boy band craze of the mid-1990s, so many new bands had been created that an attempt was made to launch the world's first roller skating boy band called E-Mail.
E-Mail, good name. Mm. I mean,
I'm going to hold back on this because I am.
Why are you holding back?
Just because you say first.
Look, so around the 90s, I mean, there were so many boy bands propping up. Mm. Like, apart from your NSYNC, Backstreet, I mean, there was A1.
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
Yes.
I mean, these are all pretty who.
They were good, A1.
In fact, all the numbers were on. A1, 911, 5.
S Club 7.
It was all numbers.
A1 were good.
Really?
Yeah. Were good.
I can't remember any song that they did. They did a cover of...
Caught in the Middle.
And they did a cover of
Take on Me.
Yeah. Aha. Uh-huh.
They had some good songs. But what about E-Mail?
I don't know, because I don't think... I
think this would be when emails were quite new as well, so it's like, let's call them E-Mail.
It's a very clever name, which makes me think it probably did exist. I'm going to say real.
I know this is real because I did one of the first interviews with E-Mail on Top of the Pops.
Wow.
And they were roller skating. It didn't really work out for them.
Have we got any of their music by any chance?
No, you can't find it.
Can't find it anywhere.
Can't find it anywhere. It's almost like it didn't happen, but I'm telling you it did happen, so I'm saying real.
That one's real.
Wow. Yes. It really took off. They were so enthusiastic as well about it. Next.
There are so many acts on the bill for the Glastonbury Festival that organiser Michael Evis has admitted that he always likes to sneak at least one completely made-up band name onto the official poster.
Oh, you would by now, though, wouldn't you, if you were Evis, sat there on your farm, nothing to do, you'd be like, just make a couple of names up. Go on, Emily.
I've got such a ridiculous... Because it always goes from, like, large print to very, very small print for the real insignificant ones.
Yeah. I reckon he gets Emily Evis to make up the names, then he's just like, go on, sat there on the Werther's farm, just go on, put him on the poster, they'll never know.
It's interesting that, though, isn't it? Because if you playing Glastonbury...
Werther's. Well, he's eating a Werther's on Worthy Farm, that's what I meant, yes.
If you are playing Glastonbury and you're putting size 4 font,
yeah,
you would be mildly insane. It's like, well, why are we bothering? Do you know what I mean?
Like, no, because you're on at Glastonbury, the world's biggest festival, one of them.
If I had a band, I would insist that it was bigger fun.
Well, what are you going to do then? Not play Glastonbury?
Well,
what are you
because
do? You're against the might of Mike Leavis. What are you going to do?
And the thing
you're
is with lose. Glastonbury, there's so many acts that the font does go really, really small.
Yeah. But even if I was in, I don't know, Mouldy Yogurt, I would quite like to still be on the bill, even if it is in really tiny yeah. letters. But does Michael Eavis make him up just for lols?
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, if I was in Hooker Duck,
yeah.
I would, yeah, I can see him doing this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say real.
I'm saying also real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
Rubbish.
I really was convinced on that. And at the end of that round of real or no real, which I enjoyed.
You scored 20 and I scored 30.
Why didn't I... I'm rubbish at this.
Yeah.
Every time I do it, I fail.
Hmm.
Like, why is that?
You're just rubbish at it. You said it.
Told you it was a big show. We're back on Radio 1 Monday from 1pm. If you can't listen live, get this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.